The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
Dear Nancy, Joe, Derek, Paula, Lauren, Kyle, all the family and all of the friends of Larry Gray Teague, grace, mercy, and peace to you be from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's no secret, is it, that Larry touched the lives of a lot of people. And you can see that by looking and seeing how full this sanctuary is. People who have come to pay their respects for someone they loved, someone who did so much in the community, someone who was beloved by his family and his friends. This is wonderful to see. The outpouring of your love and concern for the family. I've got my own Larry Teague story, actually several. When I received the call to Mount Olive over 12 years ago, and my family and I were looking for a house, we visited Mount Olive one Sunday, and we parked out there near Mount Olive Church Road. And we were walking in, and Larry apparently recognized me as a pastor who had been called. And he came up, and he greeted my family warmly, which was his way. He cared for people. He loved people. He worked with young people and was something of a mentor to them. He was respected as a teacher in the public schools. He was respected in his job at Carolina Mills. He was respected for his work in the Optimist Club. He was respected here in our congregation. Larry had wisdom. He had common sense. He had a way of cutting to the chase and getting to the matter at hand. Again, he had love and concern for people, and I don't know how many of you he had nicknames for. Apparently quite a few, judging from that laughter. I don't know what he called me, but I do know the nicknames he had for my family members, and I've heard some of the nicknames he had for you. Every Sunday he was here. Larry stood at the doorway to the church, greeting and welcoming people. I have had a new member tell me how Larry and Nancy Joe would sit behind her, and when he and Nancy Joe took their pew on Sunday morning for the divine service, he would always pat her on the shoulder. And she was so surprised, so shocked, to hear that Larry had been taken from us so suddenly. 2 weeks ago yesterday, he was in church. The Friday before that, he was at the football game. Tuesday, before he went into the hospital, he was mowing his lawn, I believe, Tuesday evening. I would imagine that Larry knew something was going on. He was uncomfortable. He spoke of his discomfort to you on the weekend. Then he went into the hospital Wednesday and Thursday morning. You received the shock of a lifetime that he had cancer and that it was inoperable. Maybe there would have been a chance for chemo, but that just was not to be, because Larry's body began shutting down, and the doctor came and spoke with you, his family, and spoke to Larry and told you and Larry that it was just going to be several days. And Larry said, very matter-of-factly, well, if it's just several days, it's just several days. The Lord must have something for me to do in heaven. And indeed, that is true. The Lord does have something for all of his saints in Christ Jesus to do in his heavenly presence. And above all else, that something is to continue to receive God's gifts, God's wonderful gifts of mercy and love, of glorification, just as Christ, the crucified one, was glorified at his resurrection, glorified at his ascension to the right hand of God. What else Larry is doing, you know, we can't know, because Scripture says, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard the wonderful things God has prepared for those who love him. But we can be confident of this in Christ, that Larry is having the time of his life. He enjoyed his life in this world. He really did. That was obvious. He enjoyed his work. He enjoyed his family. He enjoyed his friends. He enjoyed his activities. But now Larry has been glorified. And of all the people here today, we could all be lumped together, Larry is doing infinitely better than all of us put together. And that brings us to the epistle reading for today, the epistle reading that we selected Saturday. Actually, Paula, I think you were the one who said this would be a good one. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Larry loved the God who created him, but most importantly, he loved the God who had redeemed him from sin and death and hell in Christ Jesus, God's only begotten Son. That love sprang from God's love for him, God's love for the whole world that led him to give his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Now, Larry was a man of character. He was a man of strength. He was a man of determination. And that saw him through his final illness. But most importantly, what saw him through was the love and the mercy and the grace of God in Christ Jesus. That, as we were reminded at the beginning of the service, covered all of Larry's sins and covers the sins of all who have faith in Christ. Nothing, nothing, nothing could possibly separate Larry from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's what the Scripture says. Nothing in all creation. And that's quite a guarantee. Think about it. The reason nothing could separate Larry from God's love in Christ was because God gave his Son for Larry. He gave his Son for you. God was in Christ reconciling Larry, reconciling the world to himself, reconciling us poor sinners who were by nature enemies of God, but through the grace of God in Christ and through faith have become God's beloved children. So, the pain and discomfort he was having could not separate Larry from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That terminal prognosis, shocking though it was, could not separate Larry from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Death has not separated Larry from the love of God in Christ Jesus, because through the gateway of death, Larry has entered into the presence of the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Larry was baptized. That was God's seal of ownership upon him, and God's seal of ownership upon you too. You have been bought with a price, just as Larry was. So listen again to this promise. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect, those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies, God who declares righteous. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us, his people? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The one we heard about in the hymn that Joe sang. What a wonder, how great God is that he should love us sinners and send his Son in the flesh. Who shall separate you from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Hear God's promise. No, in all these things, even in the death of a beloved husband, a beloved father, a beloved father-in-law, a beloved brother, beloved grandfather, can't separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You are more than conquerors through him. For I am convinced, Paul says, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us. Will ever be able to separate you, Derek. You, Nancy Jo, you, Paula, you, Kyle, you, Lauren, you, Jennifer, all of you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So at this time of grief, this time when your world has turned upside down, remember that God's love for you in Christ Jesus stands firm. God is going to accomplish his gracious purposes for you, just as he did for Larry. It's going to be difficult. We live in a fallen, sinful world. But Christ has lived and triumphed over this fallen, sinful world. And through holy baptism, we triumph too, even in the midst of great adversity that racks our heart. Continue to hear the word. Continue to receive the gift of Christ's body and blood for you. And know this, and take comfort in this. In the preface to Holy Communion, when you hear these words, therefore with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, know that Larry is worshiping the triune God with you. He is in all that company of heaven, and the closest you can get to him in this world is gathered around the altar to receive the gift of Jesus' body and blood, just as Larry did. He's at the great wedding banquet of the Lamb. Here's a foretaste of the feast to come, the feast upon which Larry fed. Thanks be to God that nothing, nothing, nothing can separate you from his love in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord.